Welcome back to part two of Radio Rita. I'm your host, Rita. So, first of all, for any of you who wants doggy or kitty sweaters or comforters or quilts or coats, check out designsbydinky.com. 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 Promo code, all in capital letters, Rita Lee's Podcast. RitaLeesPodcast. Again, you can figure that out without doing it. RitaLeesPodcast. And you'll get free shipping on your order. Just tell them Rita, Moppy, and Chloe sent you. Now, back to the story, you know, because as you know, I'm trying to get my spreadsheets done and so forth. So basically what's going on is, you know, I'm trying to get all these done in a timely manner. And basically the problem with all of this is, you know, talking about the neighbor. Okay, this is what I was trying to tell Chloe last night. Chloe's like, I'm a bad wifey. And it goes on and on and on. And I'm going, are you really a bad wifey? And she's like, I'm a bad wifey. And then finally, I'm like, okay. So basically what has happened is Chloe Spice thinks she's a bad wifey. Now, the thing is what I was trying to explain to Chloe without getting her mad was, you know, if you're going to stay here, you know, and the neighbors are up throwing a shit fit anyway, same with the manager. The manager said Chloe needs to pull her own weight. Well, during the cleaning part of the inspection, I got 97% of it done myself. 3% was Chloe. I mean, I spent a good 3 to 4 hours scrubbing a bathtub that looked nasty, you know. And then, you know, it was like, you know, and I'm not complaining about Chloe at all. I know, so if I had to put my hand on the Bible and testify how bad Chloe is and she needs disability, I'm going to basically tell them outright, yeah, Chloe is the type of girl that needs to be on disability because she can't do anything. Look, I mean, it's like my father-in-law says, pointing a finger to Chloe, do you think Chloe can work? No, I don't. But all these other idiots are, yes, Chloe can work. And Chloe, of course, she's just sitting there smiling, you know. I mean, the neighbors, like, asked me the other day, well, what's Chloe doing, you know, because, you know, talking about something, Chloe has something called PGAD. And her PGAD acts up. And she's like, really, you know, her PGAD acts up. Because her PGAD acts up, she's got to masturbate, you know, and her finger herself being born both. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, invisible clitoris or invisible lips. And she's got to masturbate. Now, the problem I think with this whole thing is, no, that's a reproduction. I don't know what the reproduction. The hell with that. There we go. So the bottom line is with Chloe, you know, is, you know, that all this stuff happens. But people sit there and say, oh, well, what is Chloe doing? Well, I know a lot of autistic people that usually just sit on their ass, play games, okay? Games. And then the family sits there and says, oh, well, we need to take care of them because they can't do anything for themselves. When that's the case, then yes, Chloe. I'll get to the thing I was thinking about, okay, with my where I'm going with this. So basically, listening to music, see, this is the thing, okay? Here's how Chloe works. Chloe sits here and she goes, oh, I'm going to watch some clips on YouTube. She goes and spends all day on clips. Then when you sit there and you say, yeah, well, Chloe, you need to do some cleaning. I'm going to wire it, listen to music, pops the earbuds in and zones out. So basically, if she's this disabled, then she needs help with someone that can take care of her that can't fully stretch their thing. I mean, my neighbor asked me the other day, do you want to spend the rest of your life with Chloe? And I'm going, you know, how do you answer that? I mean, how do you freaking answer that? Hmm? Do you want to spend the rest of your life with Chloe? You're sitting there going, I mean, literally, I don't know. I mean, I love Chloe dearly, okay? I love Chloe dearly. I mean, how do you justify what is this exactly? How do you justify, right? You know, basically, you know, I mean, I've talked to people that say, oh, yeah, if you really want to help Chloe out, what you need to do is you need to, you know, basically tell them what you think, you know, okay, so what is this exactly? It looks cool, what is it? I know about the thing last year, but what is it exactly? All right, so you get a sticker. That's it? You get a sticker? So you pay all this money and you get a sticker with it. Oh. So let's just see the description because I'm confused. What do you get for this? Okay. All right. All right. Cool. All right, so that's what it is. You pay $10 more, so. Anyways, all I'm trying to say to you all, without not upsetting any of you, is basically that, you know, when it comes to Chloe, you know, if any of you are listening, like Dinky or Corey or any of my other subscribers and Chloe's mom, you guys got to understand that putting earbuds in and not cleaning. I mean, I got a pile of clothes that I've asked her to clear up 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and she's like, "I'll get to it." I mean, I don't have clothes laying around except when I strip my clothes at night, and that's it. Instead, you know, I got, you know. Hey, how come this says, oh, I see why. Is that because that's the new price? Let's look at the new price. I'm curious. Oh, yeah. That's why. All right, well, I'll just leave it there then. All right, another spreadsheet done, as you know. I'm just going down the list. I'm not going to do the big ones today. The big ones are just too much. But we're making progress, you know. Is this a big one, too? Because, frankly, I'm getting to the point where, you know, I guess I gotta do this. All right. You know. So, bottom line is, you know, when it comes to every one of you lovely lovelies out there, you guys gotta know that, you know, the whole thing about me, I tried to explain to Chloe that, you know, we got things to get done. The manager's not going to sit there, and if she gives us a 2-day cleaning notice, Chloe's just going to sit there and be like, "I'm going to listen to music, we're okay." I mean, the literal thing was, I was trying to explain it to her last night that I said, hey, you know, I've been asking for this. I mean, recently, you know, I went and I decided to empty the strainer myself. And I was doing dishes. Chloe says, "Well, why did you empty it?" And I said, "Because I've been asking for 4 days and I'm not going to get it done. I'm just going to do it myself, you know, because frankly, you know, I mean, if, let me put it this way, okay? My sister, Tara J, TJ is listening. Tara J, that's what I call her, TJ. TJ, if you're listening to the sister, you need to realize that I agree with you completely that, you know, Chloe's like, you worship and you know, Tara, TJ wants you. She wants to marry him. She's got someone already. So, TJ, if you're listening to this, I wanted to say, you know, that, you know, I've decided that, basically, you know, in some ways, you know, you were right. In some ways, I was right. But I will tell you, as my family said, that, we all have to learn our own mistakes in our own way, sister, and I have. But problem is I think, you know, in my opinion, you know, if she's this bad, you know, in my opinion, she should be basically dealt with by having the what do you call it, sister? The hell, I didn't want this. Oh, great. Seems it loaded something I didn't want. Yeah, all right. So, but anyways, let's back to what I'm saying. So, like I said, I love all of you, and you know, even though we don't see eye to eye, sis, you're still my sister, and you know, I don't worship you like Chloe thinks, but Chloe hates her guts for some damn reason, and you know, I wanted to just say out of love that I think the state of Washington, the laws here kind of suck, not just because of things, and I'm gonna explain it to you know. So one of the record police or not police record mental records I got stated that Chloe, you know, has more rights than you or I, TJ. I mean, she lives here, so technically, if she lives here and she's on the lease, you know, then you know, one of the things is the lease states that she should, basically have the utilities partially in her name too. But nope. Not going to happen, so guess who has to provide the utilities? Free charge. So if something happens, you know, that's a different story. But then they turn around, right? And these idiots turn around and they tell me, wow, you know, we can go after you for not providing certain you essentials. Well, as you know, my essentials is they can kiss my ass because, frankly, I'm not going to be basically told I have to provide essentials when, you know, it's not my job. I mean, you hear these people sit there and say, oh, you have to provide the essentials. You don't have to provide it. By law, you don't have to. I mean, thing is they said, oh, well, we can kick you out and have it researched. It takes 3 months to research. I mean, she'd be paying $391 a month. Who's going to pay it? And then when they found out, you know, these mental places found out, you know, that Chloe doesn't bring in the $200 a month. They couldn't even make it stick. You know, Chloe would be evicted. They know that. She'd be on the streets in a shelter. No offense if mom's with me. So, you know, I mean, the question is, what will happen? You know, I mean, if we submit all of the records, she's not getting on it. I mean, look, the mental hospital basically stated, and I quote, Chloe can work. And the hospital said this herself. They also said Chloe was interested in working. How's Chloe going to explain that to the administrative law judge? I mean, literally. So, you know. All right, another spreadsheet done, so I can take a coffee break real quick. Because I'm getting here done. I know there's two big ones. I've done everything else. So, let's see. We got two more here. Anything big? So I wanted to say that, you know, see what Danielle's got to say, you know. So anyways, one of my family members was talking to me about taking advantage of me, you know, and you know I have a great family structure, you know, to a point, and they're always worried about me. They're like, oh yeah, we're worried about you. See, you know, so, and so the bottom line is, you know, is, a lot of people, they're always worried about me and they're like, Rudy, you're being taken advantage of. Well, you know, like, for example, you know, my aunt thinks, you know, that someone like, Chloe, you know, she's just here to freeload. And they're like, Chloe's here to freeload. Chloe's here to freeload. Chloe's here to freeload. Chloe's here to freeload. And to me, I'm like, yeah, right. So they're always talking about Chloe the freeloader. Oh, yeah, did we ever get pricing for that one? Or how come that one's not there? We actually own that one? I might have owned it, so that might be why. I'll have to check. I thought we had it. I don't know. I'll go and look eventually. It just seems weird. So, all right. So, another spreadsheet done. But you get the idea. We're down to the top. We're up at the top with only, I think, one spread and two spreadsheets to go after this, and that's the large one. But, anyways, back to what I'm saying, you know, is Chloe, maybe I'll do the last two later today. Is, you know, you know, that people say, you know, I'm being taken advantage of. I mean, look at Chloe's mom. Chloe's mom basically says I abuse Chloe, but look at Chloe. Chloe's the one, it basically states in all her medical records, she has abused me, and she got away with it. And then people sit there and say, who are you, still with her? You know, I do care. Thing is she doesn't trust her mom. I mean, look what she's done. She doesn't trust anyone, basically. Me? I mean, she's losing her freaking marbles, you know. I mean, look right now. She basically was sitting there going, I mean, I was talking to Chloe the other day, right? And I said to Chloe, what's your Chloe? You know what happened the last time you were talking this shit? And she says, what happened? I said, you turned around. And you decided, quote-unquote, to end up, quote-unquote, in another mental hospital, which means this whole shit went down the toilet. This time, Chloe was, I mean, look, and then she ended up in a homeless shelter and screwed up her entire social security chances. And then she's like, what do we do? And it's like, we don't do nothing. Literally, we don't do anything, you know? Same price, so we can't do much here. It's going to be excessively high. You know, I love all you guys, you know. You guys know this. It hurts me to no end when I sit here and I look at my own self, and I try to do everything myself, you know, and then I get belittled, you know, verbally and psychologically assaulted, you know, and the next thing you know, this girl, the hell, is that more money than, dude, this ain't cool. Let's check the new price. I don't know what the freaking new price is. They're charging that much for that, which is the new price. Yeah, I mean, the new price is cheaper than the. So, is there any others that we got to look over? Nope. All right, this one's done itself. So, we got two spreadsheets left, and I still have to get, let's see, we have this one. Let's look at this one, shall we? Because we know there's got to be a. Yep. We can always try for another one, you know. But the bottom line is, you know, oh, yeah, what's this email we got? You know, okay, so bottom line is we got, I'd love to have a Longhorn steak about now, you know, living on ramen and TV dinners, you know, or a different story. I have to get TV dinners prepared eventually anyways for later tonight's meal for later, you know, but, like I said, you know, so basically all these people turn around, you know, and they're like, yelling and screaming, you know, that neighbors are like, well, why are you putting up with this? Why are you paying for her? Why can't you pay for herself, you know? You know, when you look at the breaking it down, if she paid everything, she'd have like, what, $3.50 after it left over, and until she got a disability, and, you know, I mean, her, her new therapist, you know, I got to go in for the first appointment, just explain everything, you know, and then just leave it go. But, you know, the problem is Chloe's already been psychological, you know, I mean, if I... You know. Yep, it's the cheapest we're going to get in that one. So anyways, like I said, it's actually this one's pretty going pretty fast, you know. So hopefully, you know, I don't know about the next one, but you guys get the idea, right? So my neck is killing me, so I'm gonna have to take a break soon. That means going out and getting the other issues, you know, and you know. So, basically, you know, talk about Chloe, you know, and I love Chloe dearly. You all know this. She, needs to realize, you know, being, you know, that, and you got, and everyone around me needs to realize, I'm taking a neck break for a second, that, you know, I get tired of Chloe basically turning around, you know, and people saying, well, you know, you need to do this, and you need to do that. And it's like, well, I need to do this and that. That's odd, you know, you know. You know. So, you know, because I'm at a point in my life, you know, where I, am, you know, tired of people telling me, you know, and the thing is, you know, if I keep getting these people that's pissing me off, then my motto is this, okay, yeah, basically what's gonna happen is, you know, I mean, for example, the other day, the neighbor turned around, and she says, turn the internet off, you're not getting anyone, she ain't pulling her own weight, fuck her, and, or, you know, fuck it, you know, no internet, and I said, well, I'm not that way. She says, you are too nice to everyone. That's the problem. You're too nice. People are taking advantage of you left and right. But, you know, I had a big sister, not Tara Beehole, you know, Dookie, Dinky, but my sister Cappy. Cappy for short is Caprice. My big sister, you know, if I could tell her, you know, back then, you know, like right now, you know, back in the old days, I would let her know, you know, that I, you know, think of her often as my big sister that got things done. I mean, we may have had our differences, but, you know, my motto is, I mean, she's been through shit like me, and yet we're both basically fighting, you know, to survive, and yet, you know, maybe what's sad is, you know, my big sister ain't there to just sit there and say, hey, you know, everything's going to be okay, you know, my sister in Alaska, you know, my only sister I have, Teddy Bear, she's always, like, everything's going to work out somehow, but she also says, hey, you know, sometimes you got to do things for yourself. I mean, I've been hurt many times over, you know, but people are just waiting for it to, for me to crumble, because it's not, you know, people are like, oh, well, it's not going to work between you and Chloe, and, you know, in the most part, it won't, you know, I don't think it will, because you know, look at her. She ain't pulling her own weight, and, you know, she's demanding, and, you know, but I'm not complaining about her in general. I'm just saying, look at her attitude. I mean, goes and cries about being a bad wifey, and, you know, and, oh, I'm a bad wifey. It's like, well, you can change, can't you? You can't change. And, you know, the thing is, look at what she does. She turns around. She says she wants to set the neighbors on fire, you know, last night as a bad wifey, and I'm going, you know, like, yeah, like, that is not cool, you know. I mean, you don't see me sitting there going, yeah, let's set this person on fire. I'm going, yeah. And then she says to me, I am just pure evil, you know. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I love Chloe dearly, okay? I love Chloe with all my heart. And I don't think Chloe realizes that she needs a change. I mean, look, she doesn't want to change. I'm garbage. I'm a piece of crap. I need to live on the streets. It's like, this is what challenges. Be quiet. I'm talking here. This is why the fucking psychologist turns around and basically says, you know, she's not autistic and she should basically make her own decisions, which is letting her live on the streets. And I'm trying to tell Chloe she can change, but she's going to have to want to, you know. And, you know, all these fucking neighbors, they're just basically sitting there, you know. She's just bitched to me. Oh, I don't sound like that. Well, I'm doing it my own way. I don't do impersonations well, okay? As my cousin says, I do shitty impersonations. I do shitty impersonations. I mean, the way I do it for the Chloe version of being Hindu. I do shitty impersonations. But, you know, I love Chloe dearly, and, you know, the problem is Chloe shouldn't be basically sitting here, you know, and basically belittling me over my crappy impersonation. People, I just do this for joke. The impersonation thing, I do it for fun. I can't pull off her voice. If I pulled off everyone's actual voice, I'd be making millions off it. But no, it can't work. I mean, I love Chloe dearly. Chloe knows this. Chloe needs to realize that if, you know, that, yeah, the thing is, neighbors are like, you know, my main gripe is, turn the internet off. Well, I use it. Well, turn it off when you're not using it. It doesn't matter. You turn it on, and then your app loads up, it'll say, you got email. And in the meantime, I'm going, yeah, but, you know, she says, you get your phone restored, you can use your phone, and it'll tell you exactly, oh, you have an email. Oh, this one's important. You better answer it. Turn your internet on. Otherwise, I hear, leave it up. You know, you don't need to, you know. And it upsets me because, like I said to all of you, how do you feel? How are you supposed to feel when you're sitting there, for example, like I said earlier, and you're sitting there with love and you're sitting there with love and you hear neighbors say, you know, get rid of the bastard because they're not pulling their own weight. You're sitting there going, well, they're disabled. And then they say, you must be a fucking man in a dress too with a fucking vaggie because you're basically backing up that, you know, then you get accused, you know, you get accused of being a bastard yourself with a vag because they're just like, you know what, you're just a fucking man with a vag because, you know, you're basically a man with a badge that became a woman who's a vulnerable adult who's being abused. This is the shit I hear all the fucking time. And they're like, you're going to tell me that I'm being penis whipped by a guy with a penis, is what they say, and not a woman. And it upsets me, and they're like telling me outright, a lot of them are turning around and saying, you do know the person you live with is a dude in a dress. The person you live with is a man in a dress. The person you live with is all male. They don't want to do jack shit. They want to freaking freeload off you and basically bitch to you about all this shit. And the neighbors, like, I don't want to hear it. Most of the neighbors are always, when I run into them, they're always telling me, oh, yes, I heard about this and I heard what happened, you know. Are you okay? And you're sitting there going, yeah, I'm good. And then you hear, well, you know that motherfucker did this, and oh, did you know that motherfucker did that? And you're going, no, I didn't know that. But so tell me more. Oh, that's really it's an interesting story. I think I'll just sit here and listen. Meanwhile, you sit here and you're trying to do things, you know, out of love, and all you hear from these people is, you know, just the belittling. I mean, and then you become depressed. You become depressed not only because you get belittled by the person that you love, but belittled by the neighbors that you love dearly as extended family when they turn around and they say something like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be, but, you know, you should do this or you should do that. Or you're the guy that you're living with is basically a dude. He's never going to be a woman. He's a dude. And you get depressed because you're hearing these people belittle someone that you care for only because they want to say they walk like a dude. They act like a dude. They don't take care of themselves as a dude. They smell like a dude. They're lazy like a dude. And you're sitting there going in depression mode. Who says that to you? And then Chloe's like, well, the neighbor just says it to you, to her too. The neighbor doesn't even pay attention to Chloe. The neighbor doesn't even want to talk to Chloe. The neighbor thinks Chloe's like one of these lost causes, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, I love Chloe dearly. Everyone knows this. The thing is that she's like, oh, yeah, and the neighbor. And it's like, yes, I know the neighbor does that. But the neighbor also basically says I'm a penis-whipped woman, basically. That, you know, if I loved cleaning, I would get the cleaning done. I would get the cleaning done. And then no one would complain about the cleaning, you know. You know, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, is there a memo or something that I missed, you know? Last spreadsheet, by the way. I mean, literally, what I'm trying to say to all you people out there is, you know, I get angry that people sit there and say, you're being abused. I mean, I had a nurse turn around the one night, you know, at the hospital before I realized that she threw Chloe out. And I walked out. She's like, you're basically saying, I got rid of that abuser out, you know. The abuser is out. You can rest now. The abuser is out. How would you feel if you're sitting there and you hear the abuser is out? You know, and it's in your in my record. We got the abuser out. You know, so Rita can rest. And she's like, we got the, and then she says, you know, she, and the nurse is like, nurses and doctors say I'm going insane because Chloe's here. You know, and yet, you know, I was talking to a police officer that told the fucking DCR the other day, okay, and this is something I didn't like. Because you know, the police officer turned around, right? And, you know, this is a discussion, you know. What justifies what you can and can't do, you know? And, you know, one of the things we were talking about was that we were talking about the fact that, oh, yeah, let me guess, the European collection. Let's just do that one. So anyways, we were talking about, you know, the whole justification of stuff, you know, and, you know, you got these people out there that, you know, that sit there and, basically are saying, well, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that, and, you know, Chloe's got her earbuds off. She's probably just sitting here spying on me as usual. And whatever, you know, like, and wanting to reprimand me, but I'm not talking bad about her. What I'm trying to say is, when it comes to the police the one day, you know, because the name, you know, I have like 3 DCRs that basically told me that Chloe's brought this upon me and that they think I needed to be mentally hospitalized again, right? All right, so I need to be mentally hospitalized. Okay, all because of Chloe. Okay, that's great. Which my my subscribers on YouTube would agree, you know, I need it. But man, he says to me, you can't basically, you know, he was telling the DCRs, you know, basically that by law, Chloe's on the lease, right? All right, that's cool. So Chloe's on the lease. By law, you can't evict Chloe. By law, I can basically tell Chloe that she's, unless she's paying the utilities, she's not allowed to use the utilities. But because she's on the lease, that could be borderline on, other issues. And so you're sitting there going, well, what do you do, you know? Or do you just sit there and say, okay, okie dokie? Or do you sit there and say, what the fuck, you know? And a lot of people would say, well, what the fuck? That's the proper word, you know? And I sit there and I think, you know, I sit there and say, well, you know, what can be done, you know? And a lot of people sit there and say, well, you need to do this or you need to do that. And me, I sit there and, you know, with my heart, all my heart, and, you know, I say, what the fuck? And, you know, so people sit there and say, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. Well, it's like the police officer said to me the one day, you can just send her to the library, you know, you don't have to support or pay for, you know, internet. Now, neighbors are all pushing me to send her to the library. If she wants music, let her go to the library. If she wants her YouTube, let her go to the library. You know what I mean? Literally. But then again, you know, here's the problem with all this, and I care for Chloe, you know, and I agree with Chloe, technically. You know, Chloe, you know, has to learn that she's going to have to help me more with the cleaning, because I'm getting up there in age where I am not able to do a lot of cleaning, you know, and I do everything I can, but it's just constant, you know, and the manager, I'm going to be here next week, I'm going to check again, and I'm going to send a notice every week to make sure, and it's like, why? Well, I have to make sure someone's keeping this place clean. I mean, it's like, you know, the manager really doesn't want to, you know, research Chloe or do this, but she has to because, you know, there's nothing, you know, I mean, Chloe could be, you know, whatever. And you know, the manager is just like, well, you know, she won't respect us because, you know, I mean, she doesn't really want to give a good review to Chloe because Chloe's always, you know, doing this or doing that or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it, there we go. Just open up these ones just for fun. So I got some more spreadsheets to open. The next stage of spreadsheets I'm opening is right here, you know, and I'm waiting for it to load real quick. And I mean, for tomorrow's spreadsheets. So I will update this. And I will let people know 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. So, the new set of spreadsheets starting next week is 24 of them. So again, what I wanted to share with you is my friend Sabrina just asked, what would happen if Chloe smashed her fingers into the refrigerator door? I mean, the reaction. I think she's trying to say, is she autistic or is she not? Now, let me get to this old BS about the whole autistic thing, you know, because frankly, you know, I want to share that with you all, but give me a second so I can write this down real quick. There. And then I will put in these little hearts here. Feeling accomplished. And then we are done with this. So here's the thing, you know. Chloe, you know, is laughing about her TV show thingy she's watching, which is good and gravy, you know, in my opinion. So, but anyways, I got some spread. I got some pictures to take. You know, pictures to take, then I gotta get pictures to transfer. And then after the pictures are taken and transferred, I got to, basically, I got to, send out the other pictures, you know, the backside of the pictures, and, you know, go from there. So, and that gives me something to do for tomorrow morning. So that's my next goal, is to work on this project. But like I said, when it comes to Chloe, you know, people don't want her around because A, they think she's bad for me. B, they think, you know, she ain't pulling her own weight. C, they think she's a freeloading mooch. Now, let me tell you the other part the neighbor did not like. And the neighbor was complaining and combative towards it at all. And, you know, before I go have an apple for lunch and etc., you know, lunch, and, you know, one of us has to go out and get the TV dinners for dinner tonight, because I'm about to play Harvest Moon, is Chloe basically, here's how Chloe, you know, I spoke about this in other YouTube vids, and, you know, basically the neighbor's like, fuck her, she can't do this herself, she shouldn't be fucking living here. That's the neighbor. Now, the neighbors all think Chloe needs to pull her own weight. Like, you know, the neighbor was asking me the other day about something, and I said, well, the manager needs me to put in a work order on Tuesday for them to come in on Wednesday to fix the thing. But, you know, the manager already said in our cleaning notes, we can't leave clothes piled up, you know, like Chloe has in front of the closet. That can't be done. It's a no-no. Chloe does that, Chloe's going to be written up, and so will we, for not following through on the requirements. Now, the neighbor basically was saying to me the other day, because Chloe's talking about needing her hair trimmed, and basically it was like, yes, I need my hair trimmed, and the neighbor's like, looked at Chloe, and then looked at me, and Chloe's like, well, Chloe went off to do something, and the neighbor looked at me, and she said, you need your hair done, Rita, but fuck Chloe. Chloe doesn't have the money, and she's... Yeah, unless she gets pays out of her own pocket, you know, from the cash she gets from the state, you know, when you do the math, the $350, you know, I mean, literally, you know, the thing is, as I was trying to tell the neighbors, I have a whole heart of gold. Thing is, she can't just pull up, and the neighbor's like, $7, you know, it costs $7. Well, as my mama would say, $7. It is little change, but that accumulates into a lot more. And so because of it, basically, you know, the neighbor turned around. I was talking to the neighbor, and she said to me, you know, in my opinion, fuck the, you know, basically, you know, she, you know, the neighbor's like, fuck the Chloe, you know, the Chloe, you know, shouldn't, you know, shouldn't be even thinking of having me pay for her way. I mean, look at what the neighbor said. The neighbor was talking to me the other day, and I said, yeah, I might go do you know, might take Chloe to dinner just to be nice, you know, because of helping. But the neighbor turned around and says she doesn't deserve it because look at her. Yeah, your place is becoming dirty again, and she's on the internet all day. The neighbor was basically saying, fuck her. Go to lunch. And the neighbor's like, I'm taking you to lunch, Rita. Fuck this little fucking twit. And, you know, we're going to have a girls' night, a girls' day out. My friend, my cousin-in-law, a.k.a. Dinky, wanted to do something similar too. But, you know, Dinky also knows I can't just travel down just by myself. I have to get Chloe with me and then get a hotel. And it's just time-consuming and too much money. And then, you know, the whole ordeal. Yes, alrighty then. The whole ordeal. You know, paying taxi and doing this and doing that. And then, you know, the neighbor again says, well, fuck Chloe. I mean, look, Chloe's, I said, well, I better get her a new computer mouse. She doesn't bring in enough money, you know. And she's like, she brings in enough, she pays the rent, and basically has $104 left over. Just let her freaking $103, you know. And she has that much money, she can buy her own damn mouse. She can buy her own damn stuff. But no, you got to cut her and comfort her, and, you know, and she's going to take advantage of you. And that's the thing the neighbors and everyone is saying, you know. I mean, and her mom doesn't see it that way. Her mom's like, yeah, Rita's got a good heart, you know, and that's what I do. But, you know, her mom basically says it's the other way around. But the thing is, Chloe doesn't bring in enough. I take care of him. Look, I'm looking at spending $60 to $90 or so at a sushi place just because Chloe wants sushi. And I'm just, like, not really fond of raw fish. I might try it again as long as I don't throw up. But then again, I can always go and get me a quick burger over Burger King or $10 and be happy clam, you know. But nope, you know how it goes. Everything happens for a reason, you know. And so here the neighbors are like, well, you know, I mean, it's like the neighbors were overhearing me and Chloe the other day. And I said to Chloe, yeah, maybe I'll go to lunch, you know, or breakfast, you know, by myself. She's sleeping. Oh, no, I'll be up, you know. And the neighbor says, yeah. She can't miss a fucking free meal, so she's taking advantage of you. The neighbor was like, it's not your fucking job to take care of fucking Chloe the Chloe the Moocher. And then, and then when the neighbor made me stop laughing, Chloe the Moocher made me laugh. And then, you know, she says, it's not your job to go and say you're going to go take yourself to lunch or dinner. And then all of a sudden you have Chloe the Freeloader along, as my neighbor would say, or Uncle Donnie would say, Freddie the Freeloader said it's Chloe the Freeloader, you know, as some say. And it makes me laugh the way Uncle Donnie said it, Freddie the Freeloader. And Freddie the Freeloader, if you look, is Freddie the Freeloader Freeloads Christmas. It's some movie, but anyway. Anyways, it makes me laugh. I mean, Chloe's in there probably gritting her teeth, but the thing is, I get tired of the neighbors basically saying, oh, well, you're never going to get ahead if you do this, this, and this. I mean, they're always, you know, like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you ought to do this, and you got to do that. And it's like I saw my neighbor the other day, my former neighbor, my close friend Patty. I would love to go to dinner with her and Chloe and celebrate Aaron's life on me and Aaron's anniversary. She's like, right on. But, you know, to turn around, you know, and hear certain things like, my neighbor was telling me the other day, for example, you know, this is why my neighbor's like, oh, you're being mentally and psychologically and verbally and financially abused. And she's sitting there, and you're, you know, and Chloe buys her own razor blades, you know, and every month, you know, she does her thing, and, you know, the neighbor's like, yeah, every month I hear, you know, who's buying the shaving cream, who's buying the dish soap, who's buying this, I'm going, it's my job. Well, no one isn't, if you're going to be, you're sharing the bathroom, she should be buying her own shampoo and conditioner. I mean, you know, the manager was agreeing, and I'm going, is there any way I can actually, you know, disagree with this statement? I mean, literally, I mean, in my humble opinion, there's got to be something wrong with this picture, you know? And so I, you know, wanted to say, you know, out of love, you know, to these neighbors, that maybe they should just mind their own business. But instead, they don't want to mind their own business, and they want to basically bitch like Chloe's too freaking a freeloader and a mooch that doesn't really want to take care of herself. She wants someone to take care of it, take care of her. They say it. They sometimes call it him or it, and take care of her. You know, and she found it, and you know, and so forth. So you know, what's happened is, and then the neighbors turn around and we, you know, I talked to certain neighbors, I've talked to people, you know, and other places, and, you know, and my therapist and stuff, and they all agree, well, Chloe's not a good thing going for her, but she's getting screwed. And I said, how's she getting screwed? Well, look at it this way. The Social Security is going to basically, the administrative law judge is going to look at the damn thing and find out in her discharge summary that she's interested in housing applications and work. There it goes. That's about, she's only got an 80% denial chance. She's going to be denied probably at 80%, maybe even 90 is what they're saying because of that alone. Yet, how do you see explaining, you know? So I'm almost done, everyone. Because I'm frankly tired of talking, you know, and I got other spreadsheets to do tomorrow, so I'm done for the day. But you guys get the idea, right? You turn around and you basically look at the big picture, and you know, you got Social Security. Basically, you got to explain why it's on this application. You know, well, how's Kabbalah we can explain it? Well, there was this happening and that happened and this and this. Judge is gonna say no. No, I'm not listening. Or the judge is going to sit there, and if he listens, he's going to say, okay, well, then he's going to ask me, you know. And, you know, I mean, literally, I mean, I've asked all my autistic friends I have, because I'm with Chloe, how is the autism spectrum when it comes to, you know, things? And every one of them say they have a guardian, which means the guardian takes care of them, which means the guardian does all the cooking, the cleaning, and everything. They just sit on the internet all day. So, you know, so... One of the things is, you know, with them, is they turned around and they're like, Chloe's not autistic. Every mental clinic that she's been to says she's not autistic. I've said this before. The hospital says she's autistic. But, you know, unless they have an actual diagnosis, you know, on paper, which we're getting, the thing is that it might be just a slim chance, you know, and if they do get it, she might just get a payee if they do get it. So, right now, the way I sense it, being a prophet of God, so going to God, Jesus' prophets, which I'm not prophesizing like the end of the world, but, you know, I've been briefed on the fact that more likely she's not going to get it on the grounds that, you know, she's got the housing application thing. She's got the, you know. Most likely you won't be on disability. If they do, more likely you won't have a case. It just depends on, you know, but more likely, no, okay? So Chloe turns around. She says if she doesn't get disability by the end of the year, she's going to work. Now, that's fine and dandy and fine, but she's like, am I going to get a payee? Well, most people with Asperger's do, but at the same time, if she got on disability, hypothetically right now, like I said, it's an 80 to 90% denial chance because, A, she basically has got, she's not autistic, but borderline. And if we did submit all the autistic Asperger's, then it might raise itself up to like 30% chance of getting disability, 70 denial on the grounds that, you know, that she basically, you know, still has that thing where it says right there she can work. Now, most people with autism, I don't understand, supposedly is borderline. I mean, Sabrina says she has it. A couple other people I know says they have it. And, you know, the thing is if we all have a borderline, then that must be a common denomination borderline personality with autism or Asperger's. So, you know, Chloe's like, well, you know, do you think I'll get a payee? Well, more likely, no. But when I was told, quote unquote, by Chloe to purge records, she wanted just the autism spectrum disorder or the Asperger's to be put on the table, stripping the borderline personality, which means 97% of her records or so, 95% maybe, will be basically other issues. All right, we can put in the, you know, I've already got a bag put together of her records. And that's not including the other records we don't know anything about. Now, you know, so then, you know, Social Security could sit there and say, well, Chloe doesn't need a pay, but you know, purging records because, you know, is what Chloe asked me to do. You know, I'll tell you, you know, so technically if she did get approved for the current records we have, which is most likely not, you know, but if we decided to pull in some extra records, like giving her other mental records, you know, that we can get, we could submit and say, oh, well, this, and this. All of a sudden, let's just say Chloe might be able to get her records. And then, basically, you know, the judge could sit there and say, oh, well, Chloe abuses her wife. You know, okay. But, because it's her records. Or the judge can say, oh, Chloe abuses her wife, denied. Or approved. Now, then, you know, it's all, you know, everything that she's done is in her records. And then, you know, the other thing is Chloe basically said, and I quote, please purge everything that says anything in the mental hospitals and the hospital records and so forth that got me to the hospital on the grounds of financial. You purge those, that's saying Chloe has problems with money, which means payee status. So you pull that, you've just taken out borderline. Let's just strip that. I don't believe I have borderline. I have autism with anger issues, but we can't show the explosive anger temper because it's in record number 3 set of the mental hospital. So let's just pull or purge that, and then let's turn around and purge anything that does with financial. That just leaves about 40% or less of the records. How do you explain that to the administrative law judge when you're sitting on all the records yet you just want to purge them? And the lawyers are like, oh, well, you know, we don't know all the records. Chloe's looking at me. Fuck him. Chloe could just go to the Social Security office tomorrow morning and reapply and get on before Christmas right now. She'd be on in October. Chloe would be on Social Security in October if she applied tomorrow. Now, if she applied on Tuesday, she would be getting it in October. She wouldn't need the administrative law judge. I mean, literally. Well, no, she's got to go through this guy because she hired him and we thought he was good, but he just sits on his ass and does nothing. Now, the lawyer doesn't know. And by the way, just so you know, on my podcast, I am disabled, but I do not recommend purging anything, you know, to me, you know, but Chloe's afraid because everyone wants to point her as a monster, whether it be using her wifey, wanting to set the police department on fire, wanting to hurt people, murder people, con people. I mean, my neighbor basically said, oh, well, it's all scared he's going to look and say she's a con artist. If she's doing all this against you and you got to testify for her, you got to tell the truth. I will tell the truth. But same time, Chloe's disabled. And everyone turns around and says, well, Chloe knows what she's doing. She's just basically a con artist. Really. So anyways, you guys get the idea. I got a lot of work to do. I don't have time to basically dilly-dally. I still got to finish up. I got to talk to Chloe when I play Harvest Moon. And I do want to say with love that I love all of you. And for all of you out there, think about that, you know. I'm not an abusive person, you know. I give with all my heart. Now, a lot of people say I'm being taken advantage of by a certain somebody. And that is why I don't have many neighbors and friends visiting me anymore because, your house is clean. Once Chloe moved in, it's not clean and she can't pull her own weight. Or Chloe's going to make you financially drain yourself to suicide. I mean, my neighbor said Chloe's going to push me to suicide or this or that, you know, neighbors. And with my bipolar, you know, I don't like being belittled. But the thing is I am trying to hold everything together and it's not working properly. And then I hear, oh, well, I should be on the streets. Oh, I should be homeless. I should be a beach bum. I should be a street bum. I should be a street rat. The problem is we all need to know that, you know, I do my best. And I don't want people belittling me because of it. So, you know, with that said, everyone, I hope we had a great, great conversation today. And, you know, I'm not belittling Chloe. I'm just irritated that neighbors think, you know, that, you know, I should do stuff for myself. And if Chloe doesn't have the money, let Chloe wait till disability gets in. And then let her basically spend her own money instead of spending my money and telling me I got to support her. And having her basically say that she's the princess and I'm the dude in the family. A lot of people are saying that, and it irritates me too. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Buttercups. Stay tuned for tomorrow's podcast. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.